Welcome back to For Love of Food. Michael Warren Thomas here at SavorLife.com, and got a note this week about a new cookbook here in Rochester, available starting today. Pre-sale for these cookbooks, specifically targeted to Small Business Saturday. This cookbook features recipes and people from local restaurants and bars, including places like Newbury Park Pastries and Unter Beer Garden, Paul Giuliamo, Madeline's Catering, McCann's Local Meats, Caramel Bakery and Bar, Rella and Nosh, Cheshire, Matilda Coffee House and Kitchen, and the Playhouse Swillburger, Bubby's Barbecue, Rock Boards, and from Superfly DMC, which that restaurant is now closed, as a reminder, just closed a couple of weeks ago. But their recipe will live forever in this cookbook. So, it goes beyond just the recipes. Talks about these people and these places, and maybe you don't know some of these. Never visited, never heard of them. The cookbook will give you a little background and some fantastic recipes. This is a project of Casey Bowker of Rock Connoisseur and Stephanie Hanna of Sip and Savor Rochester. And Stephanie's very active on Instagram, has, I think, closing in on 7,000 followers, which is pretty amazing. And but also been active in a bunch of other things. And she is a food photographer too, and the creator of Chef Throwdown here in Rochester. So again, the cookbook, some of the proceeds will go to Camp Good Days. It's available for $22 on their web store and $25 for contactless drop-off within 15 miles of Rochester. And you can get more details and email Stephanie. You can reach her at sipandsavorrock@gmail.com. Look up sipandsavorrochester.com for more information. And again, some fantastic personalities in this cookbook. That's what I liked about the public market cookbook. They still have the second one of those available. This one just being released today for Small Business Saturday. And also, by the way, you can, when you see it, Jake Whiting from Design FM has been a key part of this cookbook. So kudos to his work and Design FM. One of the features and recipes is Madeline's Catering. Madeline Neville provided a avocado chimichurri crostini recipe, which I gotta try. That one sounds especially delicious. And again, it's what I love about these local cookbooks. I mean, there's plenty of recipes online. I mean, you can find literally probably billions of recipes online. Some of them be in other languages, but there are endless recipes. But I love being able to read about our local chefs, restaurant owners, catering owners, in this case of Madeline's Catering. They just catered a wedding, a small wedding, outdoor wedding in our neighborhood for some neighbors just a couple of weeks ago. And people loved it. So again, meet some of the key people of Rochester and some pretty awesome recipes. And this may send you in search of getting takeout from some of these restaurants. Many, if not most of the restaurants in our area are under the orange zone now. So that means they are doing delivery and pickup takeout and not having in restaurant dining, even at reduced numbers. That is now off the table as the coronavirus gets worse with the surge recently and probably there'll be even more after the Thanksgiving holiday. So it is Small Business Saturday, and there are still many ways to support local small businesses, whether it's gift cards or takeout or sending them some, an email, posting about them on social media, taking a photo of what you got in takeout and posting that on social media, letting people know the kinds of great dishes that are available from local restaurants. And the idea is to, to keep their employees employed, keep these businesses alive until we get through this surge in the pandemic. And soon thereafter, we'll have a vaccine become available. But right now, key couple of months for our local businesses. So as you're thinking about gifts for the holiday season, a gift card to local restaurants, local stores can make all the difference for those businesses, and also introduce people to businesses that maybe they haven't heard of. A lot of the small businesses of Rochester don't have big ad budgets. Well, most of them don't have big ad budgets. Some of them have no ad budget whatsoever, and it's just word of mouth. So this will be a critical period over the next couple of months to kind of bolster as best we can our local businesses. And as I said last hour in the gardening show, it was Local Business Saturday. That really should be a local business 365 days a year. We should be thinking about how to support local small businesses. They are the fabric of our community. They donate more to charity than big businesses do as a percentage of their sales and profits, at least. They are what make us unique. If the world ends up with just big box stores and chain restaurants, it's going to be pretty boring scene out there. And that's hard to imagine, but the pandemic is certainly going to stress small business even more than the big businesses, which some of which are doing very well, like Amazon with this pandemic, and others which maybe are struggling but have access to big credit lines, just a lot more flexibility than a lot of small businesses. Many of these small businesses have to pay rent even during a pandemic, that's a huge challenge. As I mentioned last hour, it is shifting the percent of what you spend to more local, and thinking more about where you're buying things. Maybe you could go, get a taste of local foods from Herd Orchards and send that to someone instead of, Harry and David, which ship fruit and things all around the country, probably all around the world. And maybe you've always done that. You've always shipped Harry and David, or you've always sent wine from this winery in California to family and friends. And you could send wine from a local winery. Many of the Finger Lakes and New York wineries have special deals going on for Cyber Friday or Cyber Monday and Black Friday and this weekend, and for the holiday season in general. So there's a bunch of free shipping deals, percentages off cases or six bottles or more. And there's some fantastic wines out there from our region to ship. And a lot of them are doing curbside delivery curbside pickup. If you want to be extra careful, there are ways to do that easily and still get out on the road and see a bit of our region and also maybe pick up some wine for the holiday season directly from the wineries. And many of them will ship to you. So there are many wineries ship around the United States. There are some that don't, but at least ship within New York State. And so you've got some great options for local wine. As I've said in previous weeks, if you're looking to ship to a specific state and haven't found a winery that ships there, email me and I'll see if there's a way I can help find a couple wineries that may ship there. So again, some great deals right now, and they won't just be through Cyber Monday. They'll also be some wonderful shipping deals and things for wine, probably through the holidays. The wineries are on the wine trails are used to big holiday events. Like Deck the Halls, which has 3,500 people on each of two weekends. So basically 7,000 people who purchased tickets to that event, which will not be happening this year. I'm guessing there probably are a few wineries that they miss the business, but the stress of providing food and wine to that many people, many of the wineries in the Finger Lakes are not huge wineries, and so that is a stressful and busy time, kind of crazy time, as people try to get to all the wineries to get their ornaments to go on a wreath, because each winery has a different ornament, which is the kind of the theme behind Deck the Halls. So that is not happening this year. But it will be back, I would guess, next year. And that's 7,000 people who are not staying in local bed and breakfasts and hotels and dining out and visiting shops in the towns around in the Finger Lakes, as well as purchasing wine and things when they visit the wineries. So it is just a huge, huge financial loss for the region that these big events are not happening. So even more important to buy some local wine and enjoy the diversity of wines that are made in New York State. It's got to be the most diverse winemaking region in the world, making vinifera wines, but also French American hybrids and natives and sparkling wine and dry rosé and dessert wines like ice wine. We really are in a kind of unique place. Cool climate, which means some really delicious wines for food, and not as high in alcohol. And it's amazing. I recently had a South African wine, or warm climate wine, which was 14.5% alcohol, and it doesn't seem like a big difference, but 14.5 versus 11.5% for a Riesling, or maybe 12% for a Cabernet Franc. Maybe it's just psychological, but it seems to make quite a difference to the way it affects me. Again, maybe it's psychological, but it is a substantial amount more alcohol, and I think they only have to be within 1.5%. So some of these may actually be higher than that 14.5%. But they're within the legal and within the regulations for labeling. But those alcohol percentages are not necessarily exactly accurate, and there is some incentive for wineries producing very high alcohol wines to not say knock those down a little bit, but maybe take the lowest reading of what they got, or who knows. But certainly there are some games played with this, partly because you have to pay a higher excise tax at a certain point with percent alcohol. So there's incentive to keep it below that. But again, there is a little bit of leeway. So, you know, that 14.5% could actually be 15%. And, you know, that's a huge difference, really, from, say, 11.5%. So that is especially important with food. The higher alcohol wines tend to overwhelm food. And if it's a style you like, great. But if you're trying to kind of pair wine with food and have them help each other, the lower alcohol wines tend to do better that way. And let me know what you had for Thanksgiving. If you had some particularly delicious wine, we have a Forge Cellars Riesling. They're Classique Riesling. And this is one of the most widely distributed Rieslings from New York State in the world, partly because it's connected to Louis Barol from Chateau Saint Côme and his distribution network. He's one of the partners in making this wine in the Finger Lakes. So that'd be fun to have that. Delicious. You can have them ship it to you along with, there must be making maybe 15 other Rieslings now. They really have expanded their single vineyard selections from Forge Cellars. And they're based on the east side of Seneca Lake, appointment only tastings. And during this the surge in the pandemic, I'm not sure what they're doing in terms of tastings. So the Finger Lakes is in many parts of Rochester and Orange Zone. Other areas are not, and that may give them some flexibility to continue tastings for the time being. But with any wineries that you're looking to visit, whether it's Arrowhead Spring Vineyards in Western New York or wineries, along Lake Ontario, just north of Rochester, or in the Finger Lakes, if you're going specifically for a couple of wineries, I would call and see about making some reservations. Don't assume you can just go in and do tastings, especially as the weather gets colder. Although today and tomorrow are nice. Tomorrow's going to be really gorgeous, sunny and 54. But I would do a little research if there are specific wineries you are targeting. And as I mentioned, I think it was the wine show last week, that Scout Vineyards is bottled a Nouveau made with Marquette grape, which is a Minnesota hybrid, a very, very, very cold tolerant grape. And it's the first bottled Nouveau that we've had in the Finger Lakes for quite a while. Cuca Lake Vineyards had a bottled Nouveau maybe for a few years. And Glenora has a Nouveau Party most years, except this one. Do it again in 2021, I'm sure, in November, but that's from a barrel and only tasted at that event at the winery. So if you want a bottle of local Nouveau, Scout Vineyards has one. They are near Fox Run on the east side of Seneca Lake and have several other wines available now, and they just opened. So one of the newest wineries in the Finger Lakes, Scout Vineyards, has a Nouveau if you want to try a local one. And as I said last week, Nouveau wines made popular by Beaujolais Nouveau, and the Gamay grape, they don't have a lot of respect in the wine world. It's seen more as a marketing victory, which George DeBoeuf, who is perhaps the person, key winery in Beaujolais that built the idea of Beaujolais Nouveau, it just doesn't get a lot of respect in the wine world. But I like it. This winemaker that I saw posted on Facebook that he likes it, it's pretty inexpensive generally. And it's a celebration of the harvest season. It's a wine made from this year's grapes. It's generally the only wine, or it is the only wine released in bottles from this year's grapes during the calendar year. I suppose there's incentive to avoid any wines from 2020, just because the 2020 had so many calamities and continues to do so. But from talking to the winemakers in New York State, there are some awesome grapes that were harvested this year, and we may not want to remember 2020 in health or political or other forms, but the wines looks like are going to be fabulous. So this is the first one available, Marquette Nouveau from Scout Vineyards, and I think they ship within New York State. So if you want to try that, I'm going to get some and try it. I haven't had a chance yet, but I will be ordering some. I've had several other Marquette grape wines, and it's a red grape, a very red one, a dark red, and really makes delicious wine. And it is a grape that will probably never die in a freeze or frost here in the Finger Lakes because it is so cold hardy. I think they're hardy to minus 40 below, something like that, which they get in Minnesota, but we don't here, luckily. It was a few years ago, 18 below zero in Geneva. That was really bad news for the vinifera grapes, and it was, if you had Marquette in the ground, it didn't care at all. Amazing how tough those grapes are. I don't think I'm tough enough to take minus 40 degrees. Although at some point, how much colder can it feel than minus 20 degrees? Who knows what this winter will bring for us here in the Finger Lakes. If you've been to some new restaurants, tried out some really great food, had restaurants where you thought the service and maybe the takeout was just felt like those restaurants were going above and beyond to make you feel safe, give you confidence so that you'll come back. Send me an email, michael@saverlife.com, and I'd love to hear about them. It's a ton of work to go through all the procedures, to do all the cleaning, preparation. Restaurants, many of them have done takeout for a long time, a little bit of it. Some specialize in it, but most restaurants did a little bit of takeout in the past. But to ramp up and do a really takeout only business model is stressful, expensive, and really just a survival technique. And it's really, especially during the holiday season, a lot of people would go out for holiday parties. Restaurants would host them on nights that they were closed. This was a key money-making period for restaurants and wineries, but particularly restaurants during the holiday season. Sunday brunches, breakfast with Santa Claus, and holiday business parties, family get-togethers, and all of these things are really off the table for restaurants to host in Rochester at this point. And takeout is one of the key ways to keep them alive and just get them through this pandemic. So let me know if places are really doing an especially great job. Love to hear about it. As I mentioned on the gardening show this morning, the Brighton Farmers Market will have reduced hours starting tomorrow. It'll be from 10 to 11:30, just an hour and a half that they're open, because generally it's cold in December, late November. Tomorrow's going to be 54, so really quite pleasant day, a beautiful day to go over to the Brighton Farmers Market, stock up from local farms and gifts from other businesses there. There's tons of vendors and some really great products. You can go to the Brighton Farmers Market website and get details on the vendors and what they'll be bringing tomorrow. They do ask you don't bring dogs, you have to wear masks, and try to be efficient coming and going in that hour and a half time span. So normally 9 to 1, but starting tomorrow through the Sunday before Christmas, it is 10 to 11:30, and then the Brighton Farmers Market will close for January and February and kind of decide what to do at that point. The Rochester Public Market remains open, and that's Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And Thursdays, you know, many fewer vendors, but still a lot to choose from, and way fewer people on Thursdays. If you want to avoid crowds, Thursday would be a really ideal time to go to the Rochester Public Market. So I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and if you had some particularly amazing dishes, send me a photo, email me a description. I'd love to hear about them, michael@saverlife.com. We'll be back with Discover the Finger Lakes, and then tomorrow it's the Grapevine here at saverlife.com. Have a great day.